From Swarthmore College.
From Swarthmore College.
This is.
This is.
This is.
This is War News Radio.
This is War News Radio. I'm Haruka Ono. This week, Lisa Kato reports on the epidemic of Zika virus in Latin America. Please take a listen.
The Zika virus has prompted Puerto Rico to announce a state of emergency as it spreads throughout Latin American countries. The Zika virus has been picked up by the media with details on microcephaly and has cried for U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the Latin Americas. Underreported, however, are the flaws in the government's policies in reaction to the epidemic. The Zika virus was first discovered in the Zika forest in Uganda in 1947. The symptoms of the virus are mild: fever, rash, joint pain, and muscle pain. But 80% of those infected are estimated to not show symptoms. The Zika virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, and many countries have recommended the use of mosquito netting and insect repellent to avoid mosquitoes. And El Salvador and other countries have begun fumigation campaigns to kill mosquitoes. Following the outbreak of the Zika virus, health organizations around the world have issued travel cautions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control advises pregnant women to consider postponing travel to areas affected by the spread of Zika virus. The World Health Organization announced,
"I am now declaring that the recent cluster of microcephaly and other neurological abnormalities reported in Latin America, following a similar cluster of French Polynesia in 2014, constitutes a public health emergency of international concern."
One of the issues is that there is no treatment or vaccine against the Zika virus. The scientific community has only recently begun to conduct research into a possible vaccine. The Zika virus, although first discovered in the 1940s, was not considered a threat until its recent epidemic in French Polynesia and Brazil. Despite this incident, developing countries did not conduct extensive research on this virus. Wilson Savino, director of the Oswaldo Cruz Institute in Rio de Janeiro, compares the ignorance of the scientific community of the Zika virus to that of AIDS. It was not until the AIDS virus was identified in developed countries that governments were prompted to begin research. Developed countries such as the U.S. are scrambling to find a vaccine now that patients are identified within their mainland, showing that until the malevolent issue reaches their soil, it is put on the back burner. El Salvador has also advised women not to become pregnant until 2018 in response to the WHO announcements. Other countries, such as Colombia, Brazil, and Ecuador, also urged women to postpone pregnancy until effective steps can be taken to combat the virus. What is a systemic issue that led to such government responses? The difficulty in accessing contraceptives. Alejandra Colom from the Population Council of Guatemala says that the decision whether or not to become pregnant is not necessarily in the hands of women, and that it is not always a woman's choice. As of 2011, according to the research by Guttmacher Institute, 58% of pregnancies in Latin America and the Caribbean are unintended. Because many Latin American countries are Roman Catholic, contraception is seen as a taboo. As it is getting clearer that the Zika virus can be sexually transmitted, debates on contraceptives is becoming more and more frequent amongst the governments of Latin American countries. Yet, governments such as that of Brazil are sending 200,000 troops to go door to door to spread awareness with leaflets and mosquito repellent instead of taking measures to promote safe sex and improving access to contraceptives. Until effective vaccines are created, women will continue to disproportionately bear the burden of preventing pregnancy and the spread of microcephaly in these areas that lack contraceptives. The Zika virus will urge the public to address and challenge the current norm where contraceptives are neither widely used nor available, pressuring Latin American countries to implement policies that will promote safe sex. For War News Radio, I am Lisa Kato.
Our show was produced this week by Lisa Kato, with help from Sabrina Merrill, Amber Sheth, and myself. War News Radio is a production of Swarthmore College. Visit us online to listen to archived shows, learn more about our program, or subscribe to our podcast. That's warnewsradio.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter to keep up between shows, and let us know what you think. I'm Haruka Ono. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.